This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about censorship, like real censorship. Because when Facebook does it, when Facebook stops you from uploading a video, that's not really censorship because it's not the government doing it. It's just their private platform. They get to decide what the rules are there in the same way that, you know, if you have your own platform, you get to decide the rules on your platform. Presuming you're in a relatively free speech-oriented political jurisdiction, where your platform won't be labeled as objectionable. We pulled up the New Zealand law that was 1993, according to, their legislation. It's the Films, Videos, and Publications Classification Act, which is a lengthy...
Does that have an acronym of some sort?
FVPCA?
FVPCA. FVPCA, 1993.
By the way, with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Vin.
Derek J.
So what brings this conversation up, in case you're just tuning in, is the story, the headline coming out of New Zealand, where a 22-year-old has been arrested for allegedly sharing the video of the New Zealand mosque massacre, which is a horrible video. There's no doubt about it, and I don't recommend anyone watch it.
No.
It's disturbing, very sick. But I think that it should be available. I believe that speech should be free, even the most objectionable kind of speech. And video of a crime happening is still, in my opinion, free speech.
Well, what is a historic event?
For sure.
Did you think that people should have watched the beheading videos that came out a little while ago?
Again, I did not. You're talking about the ISIS beheadings. I watched some of it. Just so I could talk about it on the air, but what I always recommend is for people to not watch these things.
Why?
Because they're horrible.
Yeah, but it's not like it's a horrible movie where it's like, oh, why would you subject yourself to this, like, torturous event that didn't even happen? But this is, like, reality.
Yeah.
This is, like, actually happening in the world. And
it's hard
kind
to
of relevant.
It. It's
like,
relevant.
If you're going
to
be alive at the same time as these events are happening, I think you have... If you can stomach it, then you have a responsibility to witness it.
It's a good point.
I don't know if I agree. I don't know, because there's also a strong argument that you shouldn't watch it simply because it is what the person who created it wants to happen.
So what? You
to see.
They might have liked chocolate ice cream, but that doesn't mean I'm going to stop liking that. That's irrelevant. Just because whatever they wanted, like, they probably wanted me to read the manifesto. But maybe he has something important to say, or maybe what he said I disagree with, but it tells me an important piece of information about what's going on in my world right now.
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
But I don't, at the same time, as somebody who has seen some of these horrifying videos, or portions of these horrifying videos, because some of the ones from ISIS were so bad, I had to turn away.
Yeah, they're really bad.
I just don't, you know, I've seen my share of violent things on the internet, and those were some of the worst.
Which one was worse?
The beheadings for me. I've seen multiple beheading videos, both of ISIS ones, and I've seen some of the Mexican cartel ones as well. And for me, those are just much worse.
Yeah.
They're just much more intimate.
There was one where they slaughtered by beheading a whole crew of people.
ISIS.
Yeah, they had captured like a large group of men, and they had dudes. It was very cinematic. Where at the beginning of the video, like, it's set to music, there's slow-mo. They're handing out knives at the beginning. So there's, at least a dozen, maybe 20, victims that they have lined up. It was, like, on a beach, I think.
Yep.
And they hand out knives, and there's, like, slow-mo of the guys just taking knives. And then each man from ISIS gets behind one of the men that's bound on the beach. They put them down.
And were these, did these guys do something bad, like, at all? Or were they just...
I forget what the allegations were. It was
prisoners of war.
It was
probably
a military group of some sort of opposition to ISIS. It's been a while since we've talked about it. But, you know, then, and there's, like, multiple cameras. It's a very well-produced... Mm-hmm. thing that they were doing over there. Close-ups of people having their necks sawed. I mean, it's not something that people really want to see. So, like I said, I don't think they should be unavailable. I think they should be available. So anybody that feels as you do, like, I need to see this. I need to have some understanding of what this is all about.
Well, apparently I missed this one, so I haven't taken my own medicine.
Well, and they're hard to find, too. So in the moment when the first news hits about it, they're hard to find. You have to really look, and then maybe you'll find it somewhere on the internet. But then it's probably, like, if you went to try to find that video today, I don't know where you would begin. I mean, it would be very, very difficult because they're suppressed.
That's what I see as the problem. Is this is the Orwellian memory hole problem.
Mm-hmm.
Is I'm not as concerned about somebody watching it in the moment. I think it's enough to have the story, to have the conversation, whatever. But 5, 10, 20, 25 years down the road, I think after time has passed, you know, you imagine if we didn't have pictures of things that happened during the Holocaust. If we didn't have the pictures of...
There'd be Holocaust deniers.
Well, there still are, but having the photos is
the more evidence
useful.
That we can pile on for an event having happened, the less denial there can be.
But that's how you don't get a repeat. Is, I guess. So it's the same thing. Like, I think it's very wrong that in Germany, Hitler's book Mein Kampf is banned. And I'm like, that's about the dumbest thing you could possibly do, German people. What do you want to repeat?
Right.
You want to repeat? No, it should be mandatory that you read it.
Well.
And if you're a German student, it should be mandatory.
That's taking it in the other direction.
Well, it should be mandatory that it's read and critiqued. Not that it's read as, like, this was a good thing, but that you read it and then you're like, look, and what happened after this was our country was basically destroyed.
Yeah.
Destroyed by this. So take a look. This is destructive. But when you're just like, nope, can't read it.
Yep.
Then, you know, young Germans are like, well, maybe he was right. I don't know. You know, so it's when you hide. That's what I'm most worried about, is that you memory hold it. You take it
suppressing
out.
Suppressing it.
You suppress it from history. Then that's how you get a repeat.
Sure. And it does, to some extent, make it more sexy, right? Like, if you can get the banned book. I mean, who doesn't want to read the banned book? That's more interesting. When a book is banned, I'd be like, what's that all about? Because it would make me more interested in it.
Well, in Soviet Russia, they had a whole system called Samizdat, and that was nothing but banned books. And it was like a system, an underground system of moving books between people. And that disrupted, you know, the Soviet Union. And it's like, you don't want to have... Jeffrey Tucker has a good thing about this, and he says the exact same thing, that it's like, why would you take these things that are so obnoxious and truly objectionable and then make them sexy? Because there's always rebels in the world. There's always going to be rebels. Why would you want those rebels who are wanting to potentially cause havoc? Why would you just tell them, okay, here's the
what
list
you shouldn't read.
Here's your reading list. Here's the reading list. This is what's banned. Go read it. Right. And they're going to read it.
Right. Twitch has Twitch is our video streaming platform. They do video game streaming primarily. Uh-huh. And they have a list of banned games on Twitch.
So that's what
you're like, what is in those games? Now I want to know, you know. It's disturbing stuff, though. So one of the other reasons why I don't want to recommend people watch these videos is because watching people being murdered is not something that people are, like, tuned for. It's wrong. It feels sick. And so there have been some stories recently, for instance, about content moderators on, like, YouTube or Facebook, for instance, whose job it is. It's their job to watch videos of people being slaughtered.
Oh,
and
no.
All the horrible things that somebody hits the report button on.
Can you imagine
Facebook?
That HR department? It'd be a nightmare.
Well, right. I read that story, and it was like that they were having PTSD and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, like breakdowns, crying, PTSD.
Well, good. I almost say that's good, because that's healthy. Like, people should not...
And that's what I'm arguing here. I don't think it is healthy. I really don't think it is. Like, you know, as somebody who's seen some of these things, I don't want to see it. Like, as I'm watching it, it does not feel...
So you think it's just okay? It's enough for people to know what's in the video without having just seeing the details
that's
and stuff?
Part
don't need to see the gritty.
Why. That's part of the reason why I watch it, is so I can explain on the air what I saw, and that way I can avoid other people having to go and see it. There's more coming up here, 855, 450 free. That said, I posted the link to the DTube, which apparently was taken down. I thought you couldn't stop things from DTube. One of our listeners reported today that, that link, I haven't checked it for myself, is down. We'll check it out coming up.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So I had somebody ask me earlier today on Mastodon, which is the decentralized alternative to Twitter, which I love, and it's fantastic. And it's free, of course. And since it's decentralized, it's basically impervious to central control and takedowns. Now, that's not entirely true because each individual who runs a server for Mastodon mm-hmm. does get to decide whatever the policies are.
Nice.
But if you wanted to run an uncensored server, you could do that with Mastodon. So somebody had asked me, hey, you know, what's the link to the New Zealand shooting video, and I just kind of found the link that I had shared previously on DTube, which is supposed to be like some kind of blockchain-based, I don't know how, what it's working on, I don't know if it's
I'm pretty
Steam,
sure it's Steam.
But, or whatever, or maybe it's Steam plus IPFS or something like that, I'm still not clear on exactly what it is, but the big claim with DTube was like, hey, it's blockchain, it's not censorable. Well, according to Red Steak Raw on Mastodon, he says it looks like there's some shenanigans going on. Because I just pasted the link without checking it. I figured it's DTube. It's fine. It's the shooting video from New Zealand. It's disturbing, but people should have the right to access it. So I sent him the link. And he says DTube is redirecting to their main page, and it's no longer on Fusion Phil's DTube channel. That's the person who had uploaded it. He says, I'm concerned since New Zealand has blocked Gab's dissenter website and is strong-arming websites to snitch on New Zealand users. Now, DTube has caved. So, it's down. And you can't even, like, the guys in the chat room right now on the Discord server are unable to find anything on DTube at all about this. So, very disturbing stuff, and we had just gotten into talking about this New Zealand law that was passed in 1993, and it's just the latest version of a censorship law in New Zealand, which has had censorship policies going back decades and decades. This article on censorship in New Zealand, it chronicles all the way back to as early as 1850. But if we just look at the more recent things that were being done, because our question was, well, is this something that's new? Because they arrested a guy, a 22-year-old in New Zealand, for sharing the New Zealand shooting video. Mm-hmm. And they're charging him under this act, which is the Films, Videos, and Publications Classifications Act of 1993.
It seems like they want blood. Like, this, they can't get blood from the guy who actually committed the crime.
Well, I mean, so they got him. He's in custody.
Oh, yeah, good point. Well, right.
And they didn't kill him.
Right.
Which is different than what they would have done in the U.S., right? Like, the police in New Zealand used some restraint here. If the same thing had happened.
Now, here's what was so interesting about the arrest. He was actually arrested by two off-duty cops.
No, they were off-duty?
Happened to be coming home from a drill. There's always a drill.
Uh-huh.
What?
They were coming home from a terrorism drill.
Huh.
And they were off-duty. I don't understand how that works exactly, but...
Well, if it's a felon, basically, at least in the Western world as I understand it, if there's a felony being committed and you're an off-duty cop, you absolutely can, you know, get
Were they just listening to a scanner, though? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. How did they
even heard the noise? Like, maybe they were that close.
No, he was driving.
Oh.
They were in a cruiser, I think. I think they were in a marked police cruiser, because I saw the video of the arrest. Somebody had a cell phone video of this person.
Well, they were coming back from a drill.
Right, so they probably had their two-way in their cruiser
that was alerting them.
All points bulletin, you know, BOLO, be on the lookout.
Well, my point is that maybe it's not enough to just get the shooter. But it seems like people want justice, right? And so you gotta like have
an opposite
reaction to this guy's crime. And so anyone who distributes the video or makes this guy in any way a hero, it needs to be attacked, you know?
So just a couple of examples, because our question was, you know, is this unusual, this enforcement of this film classifications, this media classifications act? And it doesn't sound like it. They're, not only can they restrict film, but they can also restrict video games. Apparently, at one point, they restricted T-shirts. We'll get into just a couple of examples.
So, like, when's the most recent time when they banned something under this law?
So, video game censorship in New Zealand, they are censored under the 1993 Act. They are evaluated by the OFLC.
So 1993 was a long time ago. I mean, has there been anything since?
Under the same criteria, notably in 2003, the video game Manhunt became the first game to be banned by the OFLC.
Right.
The extremely graphic nature of the game led them to consider it injurious to the public good and garnered the game a classification of objectionable.
Yeah.
In particular, they pointed out the game rewarded players for particularly brutal killings and forcing the player to kill to progress the story over a non-trivial length of time. Since then, several more games have been banned.
So now, here's my question.
Yeah.
It seems like there is a process for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like there is a process. It's hard for me to believe that this process can be done, this bureaucratic process can be done in a day.
Oh, executive decision, you know, a guy was like, this is beyond the pale. We don't need to run this through the regular system. I know what's best, and this video is not okay. Right? That's the mentality, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Very authoritarian to me.
Of course it is. That's exactly what it is. And it may not have even been that, Derek. It may have been the cops just saying, well, we believe this video will be classified as objectionable, so we're just going to preemptively arrest you.
Yeah.
And then later on, they'll classify it as objectionable, and our charges will stick.
So is it the people of New Zealand or the people of the world's responsibility, people who believe in freedom or liberals, to advocate for free speech all the time, every day, always, just to prevent this sort of thing from happening?
Yes.
It seems like if you don't, then this is what is going to inevitably happen. People will forget that freedom of speech is important, and then they'll do things like
I think it's what you said before, though. I think that in New Zealand, freedom of speech is not important to these people.
It's not a value.
They don't have that there. Look, Reservoir Dogs was banned in New Zealand, according to this, because tends to promote and support the infliction of extreme violence and extreme cruelty for the purpose of entertainment. Now, I don't know if there was a Reservoir... It's a game. It's the Reservoir Dogs video game.
Oh, the game, not the movie. Okay.
Postal 2, Postal 3, Manhunt 2. I mean, there's several of these games here.
So that is their value. They are anti-free speech. That is, yeah, they're against that.
And it's not just violence. It's also sex. Valkyrie Drive Bikinihuni was banned because, quote, it tends to promote and support incest between the two lead focal sisters. Now, I've never heard of the game, but it's been banned in New Zealand. And so here's the...
Interesting.
Let's see. What is their definition of objectionable? So this is the term that they're labeling these videos and these video games and apparently T-shirts even, according to... Notable cases, this list here of things that, just real quick, another list of things banned. T-shirt censored in New Zealand, 2007, one that advertised the album of Cradle of Filth, an extreme metal band out of Britain.
What was
on
the T-shirt?
Nice.
What was on the T-shirt?
The shirt displayed an image of a mostly nude Roman Catholic nun playing with herself, and the text, which I cannot say on the radio, Jesus is a C-word. Cannot say the C word on the radio.
But forcing women to wear a hijab is still okay there, right?
Clearly.
Maybe.
Clearly.
The Peaceful Pill Handbook, a book banned in 2008. The book was about how to carry out euthanasia. Not allowed in New Zealand to even learn about euthanasia.
About FGM.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While hosting the President of Brazil at the White House, President Trump says anything's on the table regarding Venezuela, including tougher sanctions.
We really haven't done the really tough sanctions yet. We can do the tough sanctions, and all options are open, so we may be doing that. But we haven't done the toughest of sanctions, as you know. We've done, right down the middle.
Vice President Mike Pence touched down in Omaha, Nebraska to survey flood damage and thank volunteers and emergency personnel. Doug Elvers is a hog farmer out in Fremont, Nebraska. He tells CBS News he lost just about everything.
We probably lost right at 700 head.
How many do you think you've been able to save?
14.
Regarding the future, though, Elvers is optimistic.
A lot of hard work now. Start all over, and hopefully within a year we'll be
able to sell
hogs
again.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, dial toll free, bring up anything that you want here. Our number, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just go to discord.lrn.fm, and we'll see you in there and join you, and then you'll be on the air with us. And you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
And Ben.
Derek J.
We're going to get to your calls and thoughts. We've been sharing a disturbing story, just one of them. There's a bunch. I've got several disturbing stories coming out of New Zealand tonight, over the past couple of days, including a crackdown against 4chan, 8chan, and other websites, including video hosting platform LiveLeak. These sites are being prohibited by the telephone companies, by the internet service providers, apparently, in New Zealand. And we can tell you more about that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. We've been digging into this awful legislation that passed in 1993, but was just an update, basically, on other, you know, anti-freedom, anti-free speech rules that have been in place in New Zealand for many decades. This one bans anything that is considered as, quote, objectionable. And, of course, there are inspectors, government bureaucrats, whose job it is to take submissions from companies who want to release a video game or want to release a movie or want to release a, you know, a book or something like that. It's got to go through the government censorship office.
Wow.
And so we went through a list of some of the things that they've censored over the years. So they are definitely enforcing this stuff. But I just wanted to share what their definition of objectionable is.
Yes, please.
Which is, of course, a two-page long thing, so I'm just going to summarize and share only excerpts from this. But for the purposes of this act, a publication is objectionable if it describes, depicts, expresses, or otherwise deals with matters such as sex, horror, crime, cruelty, or violence in such a manner that the availability of the publication is likely to be injurious to the public good.
Well, that's about as broad as it could possibly be.
It's completely up to the, you know, inspector. It's totally within, you know, the purview of this bureaucrat, whoever they are, to make these decisions about content. And then it goes on, you know, talks about, you know, sex with children. Obviously, that's going to be prohibited. But then also the use of violence or coercion to compel any person to participate in or submit to sexual contact. So like a, you know, like a rape video or something like that. Sexual conduct upon the body of a dead person. The use of bodily fluids. I'm not going to say which ones. In associating with degrading or dehumanizing conduct or sexual contact. Conduct, bestiality. You know, again, many
but I think that's going to be prohibited in most countries. What you just described.
Most countries don't have freedom of speech.
I think some of that stuff is prohibited in the United States.
Some of it is. You're right.
So
we don't have freedom of speech either, but we've got more of it than most places.
Exactly, yeah.
So bestiality is illegal to conduct in most places, but not in all, from what I understand, in the United States. And there's,
is that right?
As I understand it, there's like a couple of states with some really outdated legislation that surprisingly hasn't been updated. I don't follow these things closely, but that's what I've heard, Vin, so maybe I'm wrong about it. But the video of the crime being committed, I don't know if that's illegal in most places in the United States.
Interesting.
Aren't there websites?
There are websites.
Yeah.
There's websites for pretty much everything, though.
And then also acts of torture or the infliction of extreme violence or extreme cruelty. So basically all of the ISIS videos would be illegal in New Zealand.
But are they I didn't see them taking down 4chan and 8chan and LiveLeak. LiveLeak has had beheading videos on it forever. It's had torture videos.
They stopped
videos
putting
on
those
forever.
Up. LiveLeak had a policy that came out during the ISIS situation where they actually wrote about why they won't share those videos anymore. Why they won't allow them to
Why
share.
Was it?
It kind of came back to some of the things that I had expressed earlier. That they didn't want to give attention to these people because, to some extent, the argument is...
Then you're the propagandist.
Well, right, that you're helping them get their message out and that, you know, I understand what the editorial perspective is. Like, I don't think they're necessarily wrong for making that choice, while I do believe those things should be available.
But New Zealand didn't... my point is that New Zealand did not take down LiveLeak when they did have those videos. They had a great many of them.
We don't know. Now they're banning, the telcos are banning LiveLeak.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So this is like, this is a new development.
Yeah, that much is true.
Have you guys heard about the catapult video and the concept of
this
being
able
to...
This is Ernie Hancock, right?
Yeah, okay. So Ernie Hancock of Declare Your Independence has this wild idea for a way to store information digitally so that you could have a website or a place to store videos or texts or whatever, that it couldn't be shut down. And the only way you would provably know that it couldn't be shut down is if you had a video of cats being catapulted off a cliff and then just violently dying in, you know,
because everyone hates
mess.
That kind of video,
because everyone's like, well, cats rule the internet. You can't just have a senseless video of killing cats. But if that video couldn't be taken down, then you know that this web server is secure.
Seems like
so
a good test.
If we could build, I mean, is that
I'm not advocating someone should make
it's
that
like
video.
It's like the Turing test of online
censorship. Censorship, exactly. So that seems like the real solution, and it's just the right time to pull something like that out, to store these types of videos. Because people have a right, I don't know if we have a right to see it, but I think people should be able to see it if they want to see actual reality. If they want to, this is real life.
I agree.
Why should it be hidden from them?
I agree. It should not be hidden. However, I don't recommend people view these.
And I don't want to be the one storing it either. I don't want to be, you know, even though I feel like people should have the right to see this video, I don't want to be, like, serving this video out to people.
Sure. It's
that
a strange
would make me feel
position.
Icky.
Yeah, it's a strange position to come from.
Who should be doing it then? Who do we think should actually
the
be
the blockchain hosted? Doesn't decide those things, right?
Like I think IPFS, you know, like if
but
it passes through,
then someone's got to store it, even with IPFS.
Well, you've got to pin it. Somebody's got to pin it.
Yeah.
But you don't have to necessarily know what you're pinning. That's there's plausible deniability once the scale gets large enough, right? Because you know you're pinning a hash, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you know what that hash is.
So, in other words, people can look up the full video, and you're helping distribute it to them, but you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Well, you wouldn't know.
Well, like some of these distributed file storages, which is like what IPFS is, right? It's like a distributed file storage system.
I wouldn't want to be serving stuff that I don't even know what it is.
Well, that's the thing. That's what all these...
That's the trade-off.
So like storage, and there's these other ones out there where it's blockchain-based and user-based.
Could this be put up on library? Like,
sure,
they censor?
No, they couldn't. What they can do on library is they can change the URL if it gets outbid. So there's a bidding process where when you upload a video to library, let's say we put victimless crime spree up there.
Right.
And then there's, you know, / victimless crime spree, you know, whatever the URL is that you have assigned to that.
Someone malicious
somebody
could go
could
buy
come
that.
Come along and up, you know, essentially upvote or not upvote, but, you know, bid out your URL and take it over.
Do you get the money if they bid
you
out?
I doubt it.
That would be cool.
Probably not.
I don't know about that. I don't know enough about how that process works because I know that you can. The video will still be there because
they put
just won't be at that URL anymore.
They put the gun files, the Cody Wilson printable 3D gun file, right? They put that on library as soon as the state was like, no, you can't publish these.
That's right.
These
was library
blueprints.
Still? Was it around back then?
It was just recently.
Yeah,
this was just recently that this happened.
The 3D gun files came out years ago.
Yeah, but this was like a year ago when they said that you're not allowed to sell it or something. And library
was
like, we'll
then
put
they put it. Oh, okay.
They're like,
okay.
We'll put it on our thing.
Yeah.
So.
No, I thought they said he was allowed to sell it. He wasn't allowed to give it away, which was the craziest part about it. They're like, you could sell it all you want. That's legal. But to give it away, no, sir.
That's not America.
1 cent. One Satoshi.
Well, he just said, name your own price.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Donate whatever.
Yeah.
A little bit more here, and we'll get to your calls and thoughts. The publication shall be deemed objectionable. Should it be classified by blah, 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 if it descripts, depicts, or otherwise deals with sexual violence or sexual coercion, other sexual physical contact of a degrading or dehumanizing or demeaning nature. They mention, of course, sex with children, physical conduct in which sexual satisfaction is derived from inflicting cruelty or pain. So, like, BDSM videos, which in some places, some circles are very popular.
Silence of the Lambs.
Sounds like that is outlawed in New Zealand. And, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg, guys. We don't live there. We're coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vin.
Derek J.
And don't forget Bitcoin.com, your premier source for everything Bitcoin related, whether it's helping you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buying your first fraction of a Bitcoin, or maybe a whole one, and showing you where you can spend your Bitcoin, plus reading the latest news headlines over their news site and engaging with the community on the Bitcoin forum. Those are just a fraction of the features that they have waiting for you over at Bitcoin.com. So whether you're brand new to cryptocurrency and you've never learned thing number one about it, you are welcome at Bitcoin.com, or if you're an expert and you've been around for a while, you're still going to find useful information, especially on that news site, over at Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We got Ripple on the line in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live. You're on our Discord.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
The Twitter blocking and banning and shadow banning and censoring, I don't agree with that, and I had some suggestions of ways they could handle that better, and I wanted to get your opinion on those suggestions.
Sure.
On Twitter, you could see when you click on someone's profile how many followers they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think it'd be good if you could see how many people block them, like right underneath it.
Why?
You know? And then so that way you could see. So people could be held accountable. You could.
And what does that hold? How does that hold them accountable exactly?
Because instead of making them like just disappear, you know, and then their bad ideas, you know, not getting challenged, and you know, shoving them into a dark corner of the internet.
Yeah. And, so what you're saying is it would give a more detailed view, if just a little more detail of how unpopular the person is, in addition to how popular they are.
Yeah, yeah. I know that an unlike button was suggested a while ago for Facebook, and you know, it was declined. You know, they didn't think it was a good idea or whatever. But
Well, because it's negative, like right? That. Like, it's, you know, being negative.
Well, they have YouTube, angry YouTube has thumbs up, thumbs down. Reddit has upvote, downvote.
Yeah, so. That's true. But Reddit, will they show you negatives? Yeah, they will.
Yeah,
they?
Oh, yeah.
If you get into
downvote. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not unheard of what you're talking about. But
yeah, I was thinking it'd be good to, you know, if you click on their profile, you could see, oh, they have 1,000 bans, and then you could look at the post that got them banned as well. You know, so you could kind of get an idea.
They got them banned?
I want to ban.
You mean blocked. You know, you mean blocked by,
or muted.
By another user?
Yeah, I think they say muted on Twitter.
So there will be a discrepancy, though, between just because of the way Twitter works. You know, if I like somebody, I want to follow their posts. That's why I like them, right? So I follow you, both of y'all's posts on Twitter, Dirk J and Vin. But I wouldn't go to someone's page who I don't like and then specifically block them. The only time I'm going to block somebody on Twitter is if they're annoying the crap out of me from, like, direct messages or replying or trolling to the point where I'm sick of it or whatever. So I'm not going to block near as many people as I'm going to like. So it's going to be anybody, even somebody like a Chris Cantwell, is going to have probably more likes than they have blocks, because why would you go to someone's page specifically so you can block them? You weren't seeing them anyway.
Yeah, but what if this guy's idea was reality and you could see how many blocks a person got? Maybe you would go to certain people's Twitters
maybe,
and block
time.
Them just to
no, it would
cast
be
your vote
a part of the interface when you get a post that's offensive or whatever and you're going to consider blocking them and you hit the block button, like,
right, but I wouldn't see that
would
post generally unless I were already following that person,
right?
Because Twitter is, you know, they're not going to show you posts unless you're searching, right? So generally, when you go to Twitter, you're only seeing the posts from the people who you want to see.
Well, what I would want to see is what I think would be awesome, and maybe a third party can do this, I don't think we have the data coming from the API. I want to see the trending blocked posts, or like the trending. Uh-huh. The trending reported, let's say. So, like,
the most interesting.
Those would be the most interesting tweets, would be the most reported. Like, I want to see what's been the most reported tweet of the day that people have been like, I'm reporting this.
Right.
I want those tweets. That is the most interesting data set in all of Twitter. Mm. That's the most that would make Twitter so fun. I would love that.
Could be like a WikiLeaks for Twitter, like a Twitter
yes,
leaks.
Twitter
someone
leaks,
on the
literally.
Inside who's like, "Ooh, I'll just publish all these."
Well, there are those sites that use whatever API that Twitter has, or they're just following feeds or however it is they're doing it, but where they'll pull politicians' posts and they automatically ingest them into their own database. So when Trump makes a post and then he's like, you know, oops, I messed up, and then goes and deletes the post.
Huh.
Well, it's already in this database of this other – and I don't remember what the site's name is, but there's like this – basically this undeletable Twitter archive where they're following all these politicians basically, and it's an interesting way to kind of hold them accountable for the posts they wanted to delete.
Speaking of archives, I went to the Internet Archive to read the manifesto where I read it before.
Yeah.
Gone.
They took it down from the Internet Archive?
Yeah.
That's literally the Orwellian memory hole right there. Like, when you change history.
That's so disappointing.
Yeah.
Sorry. Did you have more to say, Ripple? If so, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to commend you guys for, you know, having Cantwell on and just exposing, you know, his bad ideas and allowing, you know, people to learn that need to, you know. And I love you guys. And
thanks, brother. I appreciate your call tonight, Ripple. And I tend to agree with that, even though I don't agree with what Cantwell has to say. I do think it's important that what he has to say is rebutted. And I understand some people don't like it. Stop giving him a platform. Well, you know, we're on the Internet when we have Cantwell on. It's not like we're putting him on 194 radio stations. We're putting him on an Internet platform where, you know, he can say a little bit more and we can rebut him without having to, you know, watch our language or anything like that.
If bad ideas aren't refuted, how do you know that it's a bad idea?
Great point.
Are you doing that regularly or something?
No, it's happened a couple times.
Okay.
There was the one where I had him in with Johnson on a Freer Talk Live after show.
Yeah.
That was back in January. And then
how did that rate compared to your other view counts?
Very high compared to the rest of them.
People want to watch Cantwell, man.
They want to watch drama.
Yeah.
And Cantwell brings that. That's for sure. But then this past Friday, so before the weekend, after Free Talk Live, there was She-Male versus Nazi, a very special.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, it did.
It didn't even happen.
It happened for 45 minutes.
I was waiting. I was watching. No, and then he leaves.
Well, he got up and stormed out.
It was all ruined.
Wait. What was it? Who?
They never got to do anything.
They talked for 45 minutes. They took a few phone calls, and then a caller, Turd Ferguson from the Discord chat.
Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, called in, and he called Chris something like Christopher Cuxwell or something, but
yeah,
I think he
right.
also used the C word in there as well.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Yeah. And so Chris got offended and triggered, and he got up and demanded that Aria hang up on the caller.
Wow.
And,
what did you think of that, by the way?
About Chris Bailey?
Demanding to hang up on a caller. I mean, should have...
I think he was out of line.
Yeah.
Personally. I think that had Turd Ferguson just called to insult Chris, I think that at some point you would have wanted to hang up on him, if that's
right.
all it was.
Yeah.
But I think all he did was he opened his call with an insult,
yeah.
which isn't uncommon for Chris on his show. People call his
yeah.
show and are very rude constantly.
I think that's being a good sportsman. You know,
coming in with an insult?
Sportsmanship, yeah.
I'm not sure if that's the definition of good sportsman.
Well, you want to lead with the strong,
yeah.
a strong left hook.
That's
you know
part
what I mean?
Of the game.
That's
Mike Tyson
sure,
yeah.
style. You know, you come in, you charge in
right.
like a raging bull.
I thought it was nice. He should have kept the call.
He should have
listened.
Kept it. He should have done.
The stronger
it.
Position would be to just laugh when someone insults
right.
you. Mm-hmm. Ha ha ha! That's
yeah.
funny, and then laugh it off,
and
then you're strong.
You know,
that's a strong position. When you have to walk out, it shows weakness.
Right. And so he was demanding that Aria hang up on him or else he was going to leave. And Aria was like, well, you know, it's open phones here. So, and I think that...
That's tough because then once you make the stipulation that you got to hang up on them or I'm going to leave, then you have to leave.
Absolutely.
So it's like,
Right.
I think he messed
and
up.
And it wasn't the first time Chris had done something like that.
Walked out.
Walked out. Not here, but I think it was Vincent from Questioning Authority, who is another show on LRN.FM, the Saturday night show. He found a video or maybe it was audio, but either way, Chris was on some other show, and it was mm-hmm. like a right-wing Nazi show that he was on, but somebody called in who was not friendly to Chris, and Chris did the same thing, where he demanded that if that person weren't hung up on, he was going to be off the show.
Too emotional.
Wow. Yeah. So the point that was made was Chris can dish it out, but he can't take it. And I think that's a fair point for somebody to make about that. The video of that walkout, by the way, is over at freekeen.com. So if you want to see it happen, it's pretty entertaining. You can check that out. Freekeen.com. We'll continue. We'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Coming up, the telcos targeting 4chan. Not allowed to access that if you are on some major Australian telecommunications companies, internet service providers in New Zealand. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.